good morning and welcome. This is Ed Elcott. I'm happy to be with you. I'm very grateful that Phil Hendry has asked me to host this program this morning. His reasons for asking me to host this program this morning, I suppose, will remain his and his alone. Elcott, the Next Step, is a philosophy in which one can free oneself from ego. Ego is the destructive momentum used by humans to further our aims, and yet we don't recognize that ego is the very thing that gnaws away and eats away at who we are and what we do best. One of the great examples of ego, I think, not giving you any indication of to my political persuasions, just simply pointing out that this is a fact. The ego of Donald Trump, for instance, is one that causes a sickness to arise, and I've noticed this, a sickness arises in my gut. Some people will laugh at that and say, well, why don't you spit it out, Dr. Elcott? You don't like Donald Trump. No, not true. Donald Trump means nothing to Elcott, and Elcott is nothing to Donald Trump. Elcott is but a will-o'-the-wisp, and Donald Trump is but something in the road that one would roll over top of. Elcott is a fleeting glimpse of the insect's immortality. Donald Trump is a recognition of the road apple, and let's talk about that. What is a road apple? Well, I'll let you think about that while I consider what I will talk with you about here in the next few minutes. The road apple is that which has fallen from the back end, or to use the colloquial term, the ass of another animal, and drops like the lump of S-H-I-T. All right, and we're getting to some very advanced work now, so I hope that you're staying with me. Those of you who are members of the Elcott The Next Step regrouping think tank, we do regroup once a month to discuss that which has been pacified. This is Elcott The Next Step, and we are broadcasting to you live this very morning from the Elcott Redeemery and Creamery in Wampa, New York, near the Elcott Hand Steps. In recent weeks, you have heard us broadcasting from Big Sur, California. You also heard us broadcasting from the Elcott Novitiate Arch in Anaheim, California. Forthcoming over the next several weeks, you will hear us broadcasting from the Elcott Overlord Arch in Hawaii. That is correct, the Elcott Overlord Arch in Hawaii. Elcott knows no bounds. Elcott is and are. Elcott not do no drugs no more. Elcott he not do no bad thing no more. These are code terms for the Elcott essentiality, that is, the disintegration of ego and the elevation of instinct beyond what man currently is capable of. I have to tell you, I find quite amusing.
How you do?
Oh, I very much so find it amusing. And why wouldn't I? I am Elcott. I are not take no drugs no more. And I are Elcott, the Overlord Arch, the overarching Overlord, that so many people certainly aspire to be. Elcott The Next Step will continue right after these messages. Are you interested in becoming a novitiate of Elcott The Next Step? It's very simple to do. Please leave your telephone number, your name, your age, and your address at Elcott, The Next Step, Substandard, Elcott or Elfire, The Next Step, Wampa, New York, zip code to be determined. you can apply to Elkhart for membership, at which point you become more than you've ever dreamed possible, a veritable Renaissance woman or man. The Elkhart Way. And this is Dr. Ed Elkhart. May I point out something to you? And please forgive me. Usually, the ego suppression of Elkhart would naturally keep me from mentioning what I'm about to mention. And yet, I think it necessary. I have been looking at film footage here this evening of the great state of Hawaii and pictures of individuals supposedly enjoying themselves. And yet these are individuals that have rooms at the hotels they are promoting, and they're eating their meals at this restaurant. But I don't see anything that's so, well, hot shit about them. Dr. Elkhart. It's all right. Randy Garrity and Suffix Inclusion, you are two of the very finest students I've ever had.
Yes, but Dr. Elkhart, it's disturbing.
I recognize that it's disturbing. Randy and Fluidity, both of these gentlemen are disturbed by my language and by the change of pace, correct?
Yes.
No, I'm simply telling you that lay teachers, those that are not of the clergy, they aren't worth, and I use this in the terms that Elkhart originally understood them.
Not much pinch a good chip.
Well, you have to have respect and let me say it. I have to say it.
All right.
Yes, these students are not worth a pinch of coon shit. Now, what do I mean when I say that phrase to a healthy, Elkhart-bound and Elkhart-driven individual? When I say to you that you're not worth a pinch of coon shit, and yet I have seen you about the property as Elkhart dispenses his morning blessings, and you are there as well, I often will think to myself, who is that? Dr. Elkhart. I'm purging. Excuse me.
But Dr. Elkhart...
I'm purging. Excuse me.
Sorry, sir. All hail Elkhart. All hail Elkhart.
All hail Elkhart. We almost had a situation. I am purging at present, and many of you who are lay people will not recognize the purge. The purge is that which regurgitates and reinforces that which is being expelled. And as I say these words, I recognize the wrong, or if you will, that which is the uncomfortable done to a fellow Elkhartian. And that is when I bring forth the voice of power. It was most recently described in these very last few minutes as, well, how did you describe that, Aberdeen?
Well, it's wrong. You're going Elkhart, Elkhart, you know.
But what was wrong about it? What was anti the liturgy?
The liturgy?
The liturgy.
Oh, God. I don't...
Well, this is a gentleman that we should never have inducted.
That's not fair.
No, yes, it is fair. And please don't speak while I'm on microphone. Please don't speak while I'm on microphone. Please don't speak while I'm on microphone. Do you understand?
I do.
Eminently?
Eminently, yes.
And so the Elkhart reign continues, as we do have students immersed so deeply in the grease and the befoulment of Elkhart the Next Step that it's very difficult for them to unimmerse themselves. Elkhart the Next Step with Dr. Ed Elkhart. Longtime proponent of Elkhart the Next Step, who learned the craft at the feet of his father, eventually settling with the great people of the North, Easter Bunny, Canada, and so forth. Dr. Elkhart, Ed Elkhart with you. I want to make an announcement. At present time, I hope we have made this announcement properly. But if not, I'm perfectly willing to make this announcement now.
Well, go ahead.
Who said that, please?
Oz mechanic, Will Benson.
Your name is Will Benson, sir?
Well, yeah.
All right, you want me to go ahead?
Well, I don't want to get hurt or anything.
Well, it's too late now.
You want me to go ahead or do you not?
Yes, sir.
That's another one.
That's another one for the fire. I do not enjoy the act of killing. I don't call it murder. I call it purification. And when we do purify, we rectify. And when we rectify, we vilify. And when we vilify, all is out and extended. All hail Elcott. All hail Elcott.
It's Robert Montgomery.
I can see with my own eyes. Thank you. Robert Montgomery is on camera right now here on All Hail Elcott, the myth. And it will continue here in just one moment. Thank you for being a part of Elcott, The Next Step.
Elcott, The Next Step is at the Protoficient Bicycle Shop.
The Protoficient, what is that again?
The Protoficient.
Well, welcome everyone to Elcott, The Next Step. So, I'm so very thankful that I'm sober because my entire staff has been rat-assed for the last 6 hours.
The Elcott Step.
Well, I would suggest you practice that, John, all right?
The Elcott Step.
So, John practices his... I am the only, the light, the homely. I am of and I am beyond. I work and I jerk. I sing the praises of Elcott, all hail, while I bring Fruit Loops and fruit jars to the main hall. It is my belief that Elcott exists. You don't like it? Go and take a piss. These are the Elcott affirmations. This is Elcott, The Next Step.
Bullshit. So they did that.
I don't see that.
Well, they did do it. Can we have some time here?
Certainly, Dr. Elcott.
Dr. Ed Elcott trying to work out the problems that we're having here with... Tell me your name, please.
Yes, my name is Bobby Dooley.
Bobby Dooley. Bobby, I think I've heard you on the Phil Henry Show, am I right?
Yes, you have.
All right. Are you always having problems with your husband?
No, I'm not always. This has to do with how people treat me. And how people are treating my sons.
All right. This has nothing to do with you.
It really doesn't, no.
All right. How old are your sons?
My eldest is 16, my second eldest is 14, and my youngest is 10.
Oh, so there is a 10-year difference between the second and the third, correct?
Yes, but I don't see how it's...
Bobby, listen again.
I'm sorry.
Listen.
Don't tell me what to do, Steve.
Sorry.
So, in your travels, in attempting to find the very best... You've hooked your cats up to similarly produced personalities within species.
I don't understand that.
Within species. Within species.
What are you talking about?
I don't want to talk to him. Is that the husband?
Yes, that's my husband.
I don't want to talk to him.
Well, what are you talking about?
I'm not talking to you, sir. I'm talking to your wife. Within species.
I don't understand.
Well... It's something you can learn. It's something I can give you a pill for that will calm you down and will tranquilize you.
What are you talking about?
You want me to repeat it again?
Yeah.
I'm not talking to you because you're an idiot. I'm talking to the...
Stop being an idiot.
That's exactly what I called you. A blithering, blaspheming, dark night of an ass. Elcott, the next step will continue after these messages. Great pleasure now to bring on one of the overlords, Overlord K. As our overlords are not discussed in any real sense, and our overlords are not discussed in the sense of tranquil reality, but we do recognize that the overlord sifts and sails among us. And Overlord K, good morning from the material plane. Overlord K, so many questions from so many people who have written in. Tell me, they want to know, what is your corporal constitution? What makes up Overlord K?
Well, I am dead. I am made up of flesh and blood, but I'm also made up of fig leaves and the fruit that has come to be recognized and necessary. No coconuts. You'd be surprised at how unnecessary so much of the fruit plays. But we not have a problem.
All right, so you don't necessitate any kind of fruit outlay from the native populace. And I'm taking it, you mean those that operate restaurants?
The next step, creationdom. I don't want any clowns trying to feed me shit. Excuse my language.
Do you suspect that the restaurants that would feed you? I suppose we're getting sidetracked, aren't we?
Probably, yeah.
This is Ed Elcott. I'm talking of a very rare opportunity to speak here to Overlord. Overlord K. What am I wasting my time on right now, Overlord K?
Everything. You are wasting your time, Ed, on the idea of young people. These are young people who have suffered, and the young people who are living in the very much out of convent. I did not direct anyone to do anything.
This is Elcott, the next step. This is fascinating for me. I don't know that anyone else can truly apprehend and complete, I think is the word, absolutely complete, this step of Elcott, which is to converse with an Elcott overlord. We are talking to Overlord K. Is there anything you want us to know?
I would like you to know that the overlord do see and take note of the young. We recognize that man, and man alone, is not responsible for his actions, but that man must be supported in his conclusion. It's one thing to run man down, and that is to create a scenario and a series of failures, but it is quite another thing entirely to support man in his success. Overlord, okay, deems that man's success, as far as your relationships go, is the most important thing.
So you're saying that there should not be a concentration on this nonsense?
Yeah, no concentration on nonsense. No concentration on bullshit. And it should always be just one and one only.
Now, Overlord K, tell us what is going on right now.
I'm a metapod, boy. This is a sickness that I have.
Overlord K is visiting with us here on Elcott, the Next Step. And I must tell you, before I go any further, that I did ingest, and Swarantine Watson is here. Swarantine?
I can swear to it, yes.
I did ingest 2.5 peyote buttons as well as the mushroom tea.
I can attest. I so attest.
All hail Elcott, all hail Elcott. Overlord K, is there anything else you want us to know?
Only that there will be a judgment. There is a judgment that we'll all have to take part in. But there is a judgment nonetheless, and the judgment consists of simple questions because most of us have already passed the judgment day.
Most of us? Now that's very... Are you saying judgment day has taken place?
I am indeed saying judgment day has already taken place for the Christian and the Jew. And judgment day has taken place for the Mohammedan. Everything else is a furball trying to be something that she's not, which is some kind of a bad
All right, we lost the signal, and grateful that we did lose the signal. That, then, is Overlord K, a bizarre and a quite expressive trip through the mental The mental gymnastics. Let me point out one of my dear friends, Overlord Billy, is with us. Billy?
Thank you.
Billy has been a member of the Overlord branch for quite some time and is indeed one of the chosen. This is Elcott the Next Step, live from Wampaw University. Dr. Ed Elcott would like you to know his next appearance will be in Kauai, Hawaii. That will be on the day of December the 26th. And welcoming to the Overlord Induction Arch on that day, radio and television and acting personality Phil Hendry. And I have Mr. Hendry on the phone. Phil, blessings to you, sir.
Thank you, sir. Thank you.
And Phil, you'll be joining us when?
Lauren and I are going to be flying in on the 26th.
On the 26th, which is the day after Christmas, I can't think of a better time for the glowning. The glowning is, of course, the awarding of the gown to the smallest member of Elcott the Next Step, the very tiniest member. And the gown is called the glown because that's what I called gowns when I was three.
Right, and you also use the Todgision.
The Todd, yes, which was also yours, Phil, correct?
Yeah, when I was a little kid, I called television Todgision.
We collect these baby terms not to embarrass individuals, but to enlighten individuals as to just how, to use the term that has been used so often, to allow us to just how jacked over and jacked up and balled up a lot of these confusing times many of these people commit.
Yeah, that's well said, and I would say, Dr. Elcott, I believe in the clowning, or if you will, the clowning. I believe in that because I'm able to meditate myself into places that are very excellent. And
now you're talking about the putting down the Judeo-Christian ethic there on Poipu Beach.
Well, I can't think of a better place to do it because Poipu Beach is on Hawaii. Hawaii has a great many Japanese Americans, and there is a large contingent of Buddhists. And I think when we talk about respecting religion...
Well, naturally, we must respect that of the Buddhists of Japan, even though they, well...
Even though they aided in the bombing of Japan.
Well, these were a lot of Japs, excuse my language.
Let's cut that Jap part out.
Yes, let's cut that out, please. Let me put it another way. These were individuals that aided and abetted the escape, as well as the attack on Pearl Harbor, by the Jap, not the Jap, but the...
By the Japanese.
By the Japanese. And I was not a soldier at that time, I want people to know, that indeed I was a teacher. And a teacher I so shall remain, as we begin to understand the glowning.
The glowning that Dr. Elcott references is simply the trying on of a gown that the glown or the gown wearer has not had a chance to try on, and thus she looks like a glown. That is a clown in a gown, baggy pants, no ass, big tits, and...
Well, that's... You're very open to that kind of commentary, aren't you?
I am, yes.
I am, yes. I am open to that kind of commentary. The glowning is something that is reserved for those who are Elkhart the next step, and individuals who need a wake-up call. The glown allows for the sinking of a Mercedes-Benz and all people remain friends.
Well, I can't argue with that. I thank you very, very much, Overlord K.
My pleasure, Doctor.
Overlord K, I hope some of your questions were answered by his appearance on this program this morning.
This has been Elkhart the Next Step. From Wampaw University in Wampaw, New York, Elkhart the Next Step. Presentation of the University of Southern California, Comparative Religions.
I am ill. I am ill. Do not be afraid, as I am here to bring you tidings of joy, that if you hitchhike long enough and hard enough, you will find the pot of gold at the end of the rainbow, but only if you're a female and only if you hitchhike.
Interesting indeed. From Elkhart, the next step.
Hey.